All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. We have the great Jamie Walden with us today. Today's date is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. This is episode 113. We're trucking right along in these episodes. Look, I asked for Jamie to come on and talk to us a little bit about the knowledge of secret societies and cults that he has this information on, but there has been some other things that have happened in the last 24 hours, namely the leak that's happened from SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, with the possible overturning of Roe versus Wade. But because this is going to be on YouTube, we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going
to
have
And actually, that's all totally related to what we were talking about with the mystery schools and occultism. It's all related.
Hey, you know what? If we get into it, we get into it. We try to, because YouTube is unfriendly to free speech, we try to gear a lot of this so that it can be on YouTube because it has a bigger reach. But this will also be on the gsradio.net for the American Vindicta Show podcast. We're also going to play it on Rumble. So you'll be able to see this on various different stations. It'll also be on KYAH. And thank you to all the sponsors out there, by the way. You know, it's hard for us to get a lot of these things going right now, but thank God we got good men that, you know, like Jamie Walden, come in here and entertain us for a little bit. Jamie, man, I'm telling you, for one thing, this new DHS disinformation board, I have words that I can't use because it's a family show about this, but it's the Ministry of Truth. It's 1984 brought to life. Look at all these protests that just recently happened. I don't know if you're following this or not, but my former agency, DHS, they're gearing up for the protests and for the riots again. It's already happened in Seattle. It's already happening in Portland. The officers were attacked in LA, Los Angeles. It's happening in DC. Do you think we're going to have a bloody summer?
Yeah, and that gets back to, I mean, that's exactly the tie-in to what's going on with SCOTUS. The intentionality of a leak, there's no such thing as a leak. There's literally no such thing as a leak. It's all intentional. The timing is perfect. Midterm elections coming up. They need another summer of chaos. So this is the order ab chaos that we see on every aspect of our national iconography, what we see on the back of our national currencies, what we see everywhere. This ties into the mystery schools and occultism. They must have chaos. They must have Leviathan, right? This is the order out of chaos from which they can pass policies with your approval. See, there's all these unique laws that are at work within the mystery schools. For the remainder of the show, whenever I speak of mystery schools, I'm talking about mystery religions, the occultic religions. Occultic just simply means hidden, right? It doesn't necessarily mean witchcraft when we use the word occultic. Occultic is hidden. The whole idea of being hoodwinked comes from the idea of the occultic societies, the most famous of which, the most, you know, apropos, is of the Freemasonic ilk, right? And then you have the Shriners, and you have, you know, even all these different lodges of societies are all rooted in ancient Babylonian, Akkadian, Sumerian, Phoenician, Egyptological mystery schools. This goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And so it's one of those things that if you're operating out from a paradigm of normalcy, because we're normal, right? Like, we're normal human beings. We love family. We love the idea of goodness, patriotism, free markets, capitalism, a meritocracy, right? Where by your merit, you should be able to do these things. We have an intrinsic value of life, like a basic value of dignity and of life and of morality. Everybody has this basic foundational thing. They do not. So when we operate out from that paradigm, it's that's where the disconnect comes from. Well, why are they doing what they're doing? Why are they passing these policies? Why is it that the number one symbol of the LGBT community is the rainbow? What is the rainbow? How many colors are there in a rainbow? How many colors are there in the rainbow that God established, right? So like all these things underpin why they do what they do. Why is all of Washington, D.C., well, AOF, why is it called District of Columbia? Who's Columbia? Who's ISIS? Who's Ishtar? Who's Semiramis? What's the Statue of Liberty? Oh, it's the Statue of ISIS. Why did they name this whole CIA group that they rose up in the Levant ISIS that went and purged the entire Middle East through a bloodletting of Judeo-Christianity? All the most ancient sites of the foundations of the church were systematically destroyed by ISIS, which is also the district of ISIS in the United States of America, right? So like, if you don't understand this, we lose. It's easy through the Cloward and Piven strategy, which were two, I think they were Stanford doctoral professors or academics that came up with this idea of overwhelming people's senses with so much minutia detail that they can't connect the dots on the bigger picture. If we don't understand the power and the depth of the occultic mystery schools that rule and reign the whole face of the earth, the entirety of it, from Asia to Europe to the West to the Central and South America and every single other aspect of it, including Antarctica, primarily Antarctica. If we don't understand that context, we'll lose it, and we are losing it. So yes, this will be a summer of bloodshed because they must have it. They must have the war in Ukraine. They must have the Ashley Babbitt getting killed on January 6th because there was no blood. They have to have blood at every single ceremony. They have to seal and mark these events that are all tied into all their weirdo archaeoastronomy, celestial alignment based stuff. They must have it because it doesn't matter, listeners, whether or not you believe that this has any weight. It doesn't matter what you believe. What matters is what they believe. And they have spent eons, literally generations, centuries perfecting and mastering the dark arts of occultic hidden knowledge. It's all about knowledge. The transhumanism movement is rooted in the mystery religions. Mormonism is rooted in the mystery religions. All these offshoots are rooted in the mystery religions. Every single vestige of the Vatican is a depiction. Every single vestige of occultic mystery religion worship, including, for those of you that may still be on the Trump train, every single aspect of the language out of Trump's mouth is rooted in Kabbalistic mystery school oratory speaking out into the cosmos with this law of positive attractions that they practice. All of it. This is why the phallic symbol of Nimrod is at the center of every major city in the world. This is why the Egyptological obelisk, they have been taken from Rome. When Rome conquered Egypt, the Roman emperor, the Caesar, took on the primary name of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was the number one name that the Roman Caesar chose to be identified by whenever his name was announced in public forums. And they took the obelisk and they set him up at every major city center that the Roman Empire expanded, including the United States of America, from there on out, because they know and understand the power of what they're doing. So that's just a lead in to your question about this summer. Absolutely. Hands down. Yes. This is what they're vying for.
Yeah. You know, I've been studying the secret societies and the cults in America. And, you know, currently I'm doing this series on it. I'm done with the UFO series. Time to move on to something I think that's just as important, maybe more important. And the secret societies and these cults, they draw upon the power of blood. They draw upon the power of sacrificing blood. And in my study so far, what I've noticed, Jamie, is that from the time man could stand up, pick up a stone and kill his brother, Lucifer, the devil, Satan has needed blood upon this earth for various different types of forms. None of it is for Christianity. None of it is for the glorification of God. Nothing that is happening right now with the Roe versus Wade protests that are going to be happening is going to be really for the glorification of God, because this all has to do with the child sacrifice. They need that innocent blood. And we know for a fact they use the blood, like Planned Parenthood. They use the adrenochrome. They sell off the children. You know, we already know the horrors of this. And my hat's off to every Christian group or, you know, pro-life group that shows up and protests these people. Because here's the thing. I don't know. I'm not sure if you've been to these protests before, if you've dealt with them in law enforcement capacity, but I have. And the thing that I find very interesting is that the most prevalent people who show up are young women that are very naive. They have very little experience of the world. Most of them don't have children. And the other side of it that shows up are Satanists. And they say they're out there, to save people, or they're out there for human rights. There is no human rights. They're out there for human life. They want blood. The power is in the blood. And that's why they can't have Roe v. Wade turned away. Just imagine, what if we can't do our mass sacrifice to Satan this year? What are we going to do? You know?
Yeah. No, and it's absolutely true. Yeah, blood is the currency of their dark economy. It's the currency of all of it. I'm sure some people have seen the videos from Project Veritas where they get the hot mic moments from some of the leaders of Planned Parenthood mocking the foolishness of the women that are aborting their babies because they say it is absolutely a sacrifice to Lucifer. They say it. Out loud. They make no bones about it, right? You even have, like, take for instance what's going on in Ukraine. You have that Ukrainian parliamentary member saying that we will have our new world order. We will, and therefore the blood, right? So they need the blood. The whole raising up of, where did ISIS go? They just disappeared. Why? Because they were literally a proxy of our intelligence apparatus for a blood cleansing of the Levant to prepare the way for this raising up of Jerusalem as the center seat of the United Nations and everything else. They had to purge it by blood. So it is absolutely centered on blood. And this gets back into what's going on with the global pandemic. What is it all centered on? It is all centered on the blood. And it is all centered on the manipulation of the blood through protein, mitochondrial, mRNA, ribonucleic, messenger ribonucleic acid, going in and reworking at a molecular level, at a genetic level, the blood of as many human beings as physically possible. It is this war. It is a cosmic war that, with the biblical worldview, goes back to Genesis and Genesis 3. And there will be warfare between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. He will crush your head, but you will bruise his heel. It's speaking to the testimony of Jesus Christ. And notice how all that they center on is blood, blood, blood. It's a bloodlust, right? It's all about blood because life is littering the blood. They can actually show scientifically that the second a person dies, their DNA no longer is viable, exists. They can't understand it. They say there's a soul complex to the blood in the DNA that the second a person breathes their last breath, that DNA no longer ceases to exist. And it's as if a soul has left them. So that's how unique, and actually so much so that at the DNA level, each individual's DNA has a very particular frequency, a harmonic resonance that is unique to them. It is beyond biometric, is beyond a fingerprint, is beyond facial recognition. It is so unique to them. So what they seek to do is corrupt it, to taint it, to pollute it. And everything is centered on this. And this gets all the way into the transhumanism movement, and where everything's going with the big tech companies. And what it's all centered on is that original lie from the Bible, the original lie from the Garden of Eden, that did God really say? Did God really say that if you eat of that tree, you would die? You can be like God. You can be as a God. So now let's look at every major religion in the world except Christianity. The attainment, the pursuit is of Godhood. Let's look at every major occultic secret society from the Order of the Orient, the OTO, the Golden Dawn, the Freemasons, the Illuminists, and there's all the Satanists and the Luciferians. These are all different sects, down to the White Witch and the Black Witchcraft and Maya Tree and everything else in between. They all say, they all have the same lie that underpins every single thing that they do, including the sacrifice of children, as innocent as they can get them, including in the womb, especially in the womb. They say it's because you can become like God. You do not have to submit to him. You do not have to bow to him. You do not have to come underneath of him. And you absolutely do not have to worship him. You can be your own God. So this is the pursuit of all the mystery religions. This is why the largest monument in the world is the Washington Monument, which is the phallic symbol of Nimrod. It's all Nimrodian worship. The Eiffel Tower is the phallic symbol of Nimrod. St. Peter's Basilica is the phallic symbol of Nimrod. In Egypt, it's a phallic symbol of Nimrod. In Rome and in Russia and in almost every state capital is the dome-shaped building with an obelisk-like monument out in front of it. They are all testifying to the worship of Nimrod. And the reason why is because in the biblical narrative, Nimrod became a god. Nimrod, who was fully man, became gibbering through alchemy, through the dark arts, through genetic manipulations, through a forbidden knowledge. Nimrod was able to figure out how to become gibbering, to become a god. Most Bibles translate it as, and Nimrod was a great hunter before God. But in the original Hebrew, it says, and Nimrod became gibbering. What is gibbering? It is Nephilimic. That means partly human, partly God. This is where you get into the pantheons of the gods and the Achilles and the Aphrodite and all these pantheon and gods. They were real. They weren't worshiping fake made up deities. This is why I love Genesis 6, the heading of Genesis 6 through Steve Quayle's true legends, the mythos that every single culture in the world abides by, the mythos that underpins every single collective conscious culture in the world. They are all worshiping the same exact deities, just derivations of the name and etymology of the name. They are all worshiping the same ones because they were real and they really exist. And so here's where we come. Let's center it on the United States of America, not globally. Every single aspect of our government from its inception was centered on the raising up and of the hope and of their occultic prophecies of a new Atlantis arising out from the Atlantic Ocean. That's why there was 13 colonies. Adam Westhoff and Sir Francis Bacon, they saw this new America as the great seat of the rising of Atlantis and the return of the golden age of the gods. That's why they moved the capital from New York City to the District of Columbia. That's why every single edifice in Washington, D.C. is of Babylonian, Sumerian, Akkadian, Egyptological, and Roman architecture. That's why every edifice, that's in the capital of the dome of the Capitol building is the apotheosis of Washington, literally painted in the giant fresco, which means becoming as a god, becoming a god. The number one Freemasonic lodge in the world is the Scottish Rite Freemasonry Lodge right down the street from the Capitol building. Every single inauguration of every president since George Washington, they hold in secret, and it's all been documented. It's not that secret, right? It's called the Rising of Apollo or Osiris ceremony. They have it every single inauguration. As a president is swearing in, they're conducting their raising of Osiris over an empty tomb that they say is the tomb of Nimrod. Osiris is Apollo, is Apollyon, is Nimrod. Everybody get that? We're tracking Horus, the all-seeing eye of Horus, the all-seeing eye in the back of your dollar bill, the all-seeing eye that all the freak show Hollywood elites do and all the music industry does. They are all prophesying and telegraphing to you that the return of Nimrod or the resurrection of Apollo, Osiris, Nimrod, Horus is coming. And he's going to rule and reign, this is what they say, over a one world government with a one world religion. Who do you think is going to lead the one world religion? Who do you think is going to lead the one world government? This is a big deal to them. So all these little moves that they make, all these little dates like 9/11 happening, and then at the 9/11 ground, all these elites come in with these aprons on, their Freemasonic aprons, and they walk in a perfect shape of the Eye of Horus at Ground Zero. That was a big, giant blood sacrifice. They mock you. They mock the American public as they wave their American flags. They mock us all the time. Them sticking out their tongue, that's called the mocking tongue of Lucifer. That is an occultic practice. The Rolling Stones emblem is centered on the mocking tongue of Lucifer. You watch Jim Carrey do it on the night shows with these guys talking about the Illuminati and sticking his tongue out. This is, they all believe in it. And it is, again, all centered on blood.
Yeah, and they put it right there in our face because, for the most part, Jamie, people don't understand this. People don't understand the actual spiritual war that happens in this country that, you know, ends up spilling over into the physical. And that's what we're about to see, I believe, in this country. We're going to see a physical war. I don't know about you. I think before we can have this cataclysmic event, before we can have, I guess you could say, before we can be walking through the pages of Revelation, we're going to have a civil war in this country preceded by a world war. That's what everything's gearing towards, you know. The politicians, you know, Obama and all the others, they couldn't get us to kill each other through a race war. They couldn't get us to, you know, fight each other over COVID or, you know, a recession or the Iraq war or us bombing whatever new country that needs freedom. I'll tell you one thing that'll probably make people shoot at each other. Legalize pedophilia and take people's guns away from them. There's two hot buttons in America. If you take people's guns away from them, Jamie, they will come undone in the streets and go after people. You know, just look at one sect of this country and what they're doing, because abortion may be taken away from them. What happens when the 80% of the country that actually cares has their guns taken away from them? You know, it, to me, it feels like the Roe versus Wade, I guess you could say leak, wasn't so much as a leak as it was very much planned. I feel like they put that out there, and supposedly it was Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor who released this. They put it out there to stir up the people at the right time. I don't know why it's the right time, but I know during the summer is when the most events will happen. And we're coming up on this year with the 2022 midterms. The Democrats are going to lose their ass in the midterms, and we know that. They know that. That's why I don't feel so surprised that almost immediately after this leak happened, you had all the cult groups, BLM, the pro-abortion people, you had Antifa and Banff, and then whatever, you know, street level gangs that are out there immediately come out and they start to cause havoc. They start to cause problems throughout various cities across America. And of course, those cities are the Democratic strongholds. You know, they're not doing this in the Republican areas because they know better. They can get away with it in the Democratic strongholds, which are the occult headquarters of all of our states. Your major Democratic cities are occultic headquarters. I don't care what anybody says. If that is the place of power for these people, for these different politicians, and each one of them, and you know this, Jamie, each one of them has a different role to play. Each one of them has a different finger in this act that they're having. And we're seeing it unfold. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And even you think about, see, these are the things that most people don't understand. So let's take, for instance, the LGBT community, and especially the infiltration and the mass inundation of the transvestite movement. That is only occultic. Does everybody understand that? Listen, the Baphomet, the goat-headed Satan statue, is androgynous. Most of the Greek and Roman deities are androgynous. They're both more male and female. They champion these things. But here's the thing, is the elite, they detest transvestites, and they actually detest those who operate in a homosexual type of sexual relationships. They detest them, but they use them to their benefit. They want this. It's a part of terraforming, right? They call it terraforming. It's spiritual. It's what's going on in the unseen realms that people don't understand. They want the marching with the violence and the shouting your abortions and the women bleeding, menstruating down their legs and cutting their hair off. This is all occultism. Do you know that it says in the scriptures that a woman's hair is the glory of the Lord? That's why that's the first thing they do in rebellion is cut it off. You know, it says, so, you know, it's God made them both male and female. So they go, make them androgynous. And they go, you know, marriage is between this. And they go, shake your fist at God and be immoral against them. God said, I'll give you the rainbow and it has seven colors in it, which is perfection, glory, holiness, and righteousness. That's what the number seven biblically represents, total completion. He goes, I'll give you this rainbow as a sign that I will never again judge the earth by a deluge. They make it six colors, which is the number of rebellion, outright abject rebellion. And they use that as their symbol to say, come and judge us, God. See, everything is an act of rebellion. Even the transvestite movement is occultic in its origin. It is full on Luciferian worship. And the prey is these poor, you know, men and women who have been preyed upon by the sexual appetites of adults while they were children or whatever, and their whole sense of sexuality screwed and their identity shattered. And then they get pulled into these movements by these wicked elite leaders and these propagandists and these media machines and our mainstream media and these Hollywood tycoons and these tycoons of the industry. They prey on the innocent. They are only ever predatory on those who have been chewed up and spit out by the sin of men against one another's bodies and one another's flesh. And they prey on their spirits and they prey on their souls. This is why it's all about aborting the babies, because they don't just get the baby, they get the mom and they get the family and they get the future generations. They get the fear, the shame, the sadness. This is how they produce their adrenochrome, right? They harvest the blood of the innocent as they're in the midst of torture. This is how their whole thing works. So what you see, even with the coronavirus, was it was the first since the Tower of Babel. This is going back to Nimrod. Remember, if you don't understand the historicity of the mystery schools, which are Phoenician and Canaanitic in origin, and then out of that you get Egyptian, and then you get Babylon, and then you get the Roman, right? Greco and Roman. If you don't understand the worship of Nimrod, you can't understand anything. You can't even understand why Israel has the Star of David on their flag. What the heck is the Star of David? Do you see that anywhere in scripture? Doesn't exist. It's Kabbalistic mystery school occultism in your face. That star has been at the root of the worship of Semiramis all throughout history. And that's still what they put as their national emblem. Like, it's insane. It's all around us. The eagle of the United States of America is not an eagle, ladies and gents. It is a phoenix. It is a Greco-Roman phoenix. The phoenix self-immolates. It burns itself to the ground and then arises out of the ashes as a new thing. You have a pyramid on the back of every dollar bill. It is a talisman. It says, in God we trust. They've never told you what God. Nobody ever asked, in what God do they trust? There's a reason why there's 33 stones in the pyramid. There's a reason why there's 13 bay stones. There's a reason why there's 13 arrows and 13 tail feathers on the phoenix. There's a reason why the all-seeing eye of Horus is on the back of your dollar bill on an unfinished pyramid. The work is not done because Nimrod has not resurrected. See, this is how big a deal it is. And it ties into all the details of why elections do this and why cultural movements do that. And the sexual revolution of the 60s did not happen organically. It was produced by a think tank. There's a reason why the Age of Aquarius was one of the top songs in the late 60s and early 70s. There's a reason why President Donald Trump uses the Age of Aquarius all the time. They have to burn down the old world in order to raise up a new order out of the ashes. It's Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of every single one of your dollar bills. The number one currency traded throughout the whole face of the earth. It's everywhere because it is projecting power in their dark economy. It is projecting power. So what I think we're going to see is the allowance through the food, through the collapse of the supply chain, right, through the BlackRock owning all the major food productions and all the means of transporting the food. They're going to squeeze the people for the food. They're going to create chaos and riot. Remember, they got to terraform through fear. They have to terraform through violence. They have to have a certain amount of blood in order to break seals and their little dimensional realities, or however they do what they do. And then I think they will allow for a limited nuclear strike from Russia, if not do it themselves, and then just blame the Russians. And I see them setting the stage for this so clearly. It's so overt what they are doing. It's insane that people aren't shouting it from the rooftops.
Yeah, you know, and we have a real New World Order stooge like Zelensky. This guy is everything that they want him to be, right? We've seen some of the disgusting things that he's done. And we see now he's being made as this patriotic hero who's worth almost $400 million, by the way, and needs our money. He needs our money, but he's worth almost $400 million.
Doug, notice what the package was for Ukraine, $33 billion. See how they put their signature on everything. They put their signature on everything. And in order to rise to the 33rd degree, this is according to Freemasonic teachings, in order to achieve the 32nd and 33rd degree in Freemason, you have to come to the revelation on your own, through all the things that you've witnessed and all their ceremonial things that you observe, all their vestments and their vestiges, and their particular doctrines that they work, morals and dogma and all these things, right? Albert Pike and all these guys. You have to come to the revelation that Lucifer is the one true God. And he is here to enlighten humanity to the forbidden knowledge that God is trying to keep from us as a terrible overlord taskmaster. That's how you achieve the 33 degree in Freemasonry, which, by the way, every single president has been a 33 degree Freemason. So that tells you a lot there. And notice that's exactly what the package was 30. You will see all the time in the news, 33 people died at this, 33 this, 33 this. They're constantly broadcasting to all the other occultic mystery school elites what the next move is going to be. Sorry, go ahead.
What do you think the next move is going to be for America? What do you think are the next big series of events are?
I really do think that we're going to see a huge movement in the European theater. And people have to understand this too, right? Putin came out of the World Youth Leadership Forum, or World Leadership, what Putin, with Zelensky, with Macron, with Trudeau, with Tulsi Gabbard, which everybody's champion because she's going to take the next, like, they all came from the same school, from the same teachers, and all these teachers tie their bloodlines. It's all related to bloodlines. They say they are descendants of Nimrod. That's why the royal families always would intermarry. They did not want that bloodline getting out to anywhere, because they say that that's where the idea of the divine right of kings come from. They actually believe they are descendants of the gods. And all these guys have been trained up by the same exact men, the Kissingers and the Klaus Schwabs and the Finks and the names that we don't even know, right? Because they actually are truly the power brokers of the world. The presidents and the heads of the states, those guys, they're all puppets. They're all puppets. They have no legitimate power. They are useful idiots. The world, the true ruling class, are names you don't know. Even the Bill Gates and the Bezos and these guys, these tycoons of the industry, they're all useful idiots. They raise them up to be a face, to be a figurehead. They let them have their billions of dollars. They don't care about money, but the true power is what lies behind them. And so I do think that we are going to see some degree of significant global cataclysm through kinetic warfare.
So, you know, that goes right into what I was going to say. A lot of these buried names and family ties are your military industrial complex. They control the technology. They control the transfer of technology. They can control who gets patents and who isn't. These are the secret hands that run these cults that run these secret societies. I think many of these secret societies are just offshoots of another or of one another. And they all have their own fit and form and function. Then you have just some straight up crazy people who start their own cult. But they're all gearing to the same thing, all right? In that new revelation of technology is bringing back the old gods to the present day. And then you have the other transference of this thought process that the old gods are going to come down from the heavens, but they'll be in a craft. They're not going to be Jesus coming down from the heavens, descending from the clouds. He'll come down from a UFO and say, hey, me and the Bobs over here from office space, you know, we're the new overlords of the world. And, you know, my name's Jesus. This is my planet. This is Robert. He owns that planet. You know, we all save each other, right? I've seen
where the great deception comes into play. Yeah. This is where the whole raising of Nimrod is getting Apollo, Apollyon, Osiris, Horus. It's all gearing up for the great deception, the great deception.
So what do you think is the difference then between the beast, the power given to the beast, and those that are, you know, when they say who can defeat the beast, who can even be like him? What is the beast at that point then?
Through the research and the study that I've done, like I do come to the conclusion that it is a everything that the beast, the Antichrist is an exact counterfeit of Christ.
Right.
And I truly believe, especially when you start studying the mystery schools and what they teach, is that it will be a resurrected Nimrod. This goes back to the invasion of Iraq, 2003. What most people overlook is just before we all of a sudden found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11, which neither did Afghanistan, by the way, right? But is that they found the Tomb of Gilgamesh. The most ancient epic in all of human history is the Epic of Gilgamesh. Guess who Gilgamesh is? Nimrod. Gilgamesh is Nimrod. And through the archaeological excavations that was going on in Iraq by Saddam, trying to resurrect the Babylonian Empire. Hello, Babylon, Tower of Babel, Babylon, the Babylonian Empire. He stumbled into the Tomb of Gilgamesh, and we instantly went in there and secured this. This is a little known reason why we went in and secured all the antiquities of Iraq. Why? Because they figured out how to reconstitute DNA through CRISPR-Cas9 DNA manipulation and other technologies that you have no clue what we're capable of, that they could actually literally regenerate. So when you look at all the attributes of the Antichrist, it meets the criteria for this return of the golden age of the gods, which they're all vying for and gnashing their teeth for, right? It aligns with every aspect of Nimrodian worship that's been going on through the beginning of time, in a counterfeit death and resurrection, counterfeit lying signs and wonders, counterfeit one world government, counterfeit one world religion, counterfeit everything of Christ, a counterfeit. In fact, you being healed eternally by his blood. Notice how everything is going to be related to the blood. The whole vaccination thing is getting you, softening you to the idea of taking something in your body to alter your blood. And I believe that this resurrected Antichrist, which I think is Nimrod, Apollo, Osiris, that I on the back of your dollar bill is going to complete their Egyptological power structure, right? And that something in his blood will be issued to the world as a mass vaccination against the next pandemic, which will literally kill a fourth of the world's population. And he'll say, I, as a foreign entity, as a God man here to restore peace and security, I have within myself.
Okay, so we had a little bit of an interruption, but we're going to get back onto the topic at hand. Jamie, please continue.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was babbling about when we just got kicked off the air for some weird reason. But yeah, I don't know. Do you remember what the connection point was?
Well, look, at the end of the day, this is what we're trying to tell people. There's a playbook out there. Jamie and I know a lot of it. And, you know, we're young guys in this field. A lot of the older heads that are out there understand this, but there's a new paradigm to it. And we, I think because you and I are veterans and also, you know, veteran cops, we have a different outlook and aspect on this because we've been on the ground when a lot of this stuff has happened before. And we've seen a lot of the movements up close and personal, right? Especially with the stuff in Iraq. I want to be able to inform people in a way that they typically don't get informed of what it is that you need to be paying attention to. Because this all is relative to violence, human sacrifice, and then coming after children. Because, and here's something I'd like for you to speak about. What is the necessity for telling children in preschool up until high school the complete opposite of what God has made them? And what is the use for these people? Because it's not our generation. It's not the generation that came before us. It's the generation that we have sired that these people are after. And they are vehemently after them. We've never seen it to the scale that, what, out of nowhere, every teacher in kindergarten became trans overnight, you know? And they all want to brainwash the kids. Why come out with this now? They had decades to talk about this. Why now, though?
Yeah, it's because there is this new order of the ages that they know is burgeoning. And because I don't want to give them too much credit, right? We know that they can do nothing unless the Lord allows it, right?
Right.
So the Lord is allowing it. Why? Because our cup of iniquity is overflowing. And I think why is because the church is so apostate, they do not care about anything. They do not care that the realistic numbers are 250 million babies murdered. They do not care about the abject pedophilia that Disney has been openly teaching their children for years. They don't care about Cartoon Network and all the infiltration, the mind control. They don't care about the mass vaccinations. They don't care about the White House being having a hologram of a rainbow flag painted on it. The church does not care. They are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have the form of godliness. They've totally denied the power thereof. They're always learning. They're never able to come and understand the truth. They refuse and they reject the word of the Lord. They hate the word of the Lord, and they've reduced God into their own image. So God has promised, not that you don't know the truth, but it says, because you love not the truth, he will give you over to delusions. The Lord gives us over. He actually gives you over to the desires of your heart. That should be very scary for the majority of listeners, that he will give you the desires of your heart. So if the desires of your heart is rebellion and subterfuge and self and carnality, he'll give you over to it. But if the desire of your heart is to die to self and to serve the Lord Most High and to love rightly and to worship with a full heart because you've been redeemed by Christ and you now have eternal life, where once you were an heir of the wrath of God, now he calls you son and daughter of the Most High, and you're an heir of the glory of heaven. Like, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But the people don't care. And so the Lord is giving people over to delusions. I say this comment all the time. You have to quit communicating to your loved ones as if they're ignorant. As if they just knew, if they were more informed, if they knew more about the deep state, if they knew more about, you know, fiat currencies, if they knew more about geopolitics and geostrategy, then they would wake up out of their stupor and they wouldn't be cannon fodder for these global elites. So the bottom line is, you're dealing with them as if they're ignorant. They're not ignorant. They're delusional. And you know, being in law enforcement, that dealing with somebody who's ignorant versus dealing with somebody who's delusional is a completely different posture in the way that you deal with them. Somebody who is legitimately delusional, over and under a delusion, they are given over to delusions. There is no rationality. There's no amount of empirical data, objectivity, no amount of truth or knowledge that could ever penetrate through their mind or down to their heart, because they're delusional, right? And so we have a nation of delusion that's totally delusional. We have everybody talking about Megan Fox drinking Machine Gun Kelly's blood and blah, blah, blah. It's like, they're not just drinking each other's blood. They're drinking the blood. There's only one way to operate at that level in Hollywood. Do your research, ladies and gents. There's only one way to be on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You better do your research. It's not through merit. There's only one way to operate in Washington, D.C. It's you must be compromised through all this lawless stuff. There's only one way to be on the head of the NEA, the National Education Association. You must be an openly attracting occultist and vie for the sacrifice of children. The NEA is one of the most wicked, wicked institutions on the face of the earth. And notice it's all ran by women. Notice who's shouting. This isn't anti-women. This isn't anti-feminism. Notice who's shouting their abortions to women. Notice who leads the LGBT movement. It's the women. They're being preyed upon again through these infiltration of occultic practices. This is what it's all centered on. And so, yeah, it's like, how did it happen overnight? It's because they're going now. They're like, now, go, move, now. Now's the time. Because the age of Aquarius has just begun. And they literally know that this is the culmination of 6,000 years of human history rebellion. This is the culmination, and their time is short. And finally, the technologies are in place. The geneticists are in place. The satellite infrastructure, 5G towers, all related. The space-based weapons platform, directory to energy weapons. The psychological warfare that they can do through their understanding of neurology now. It's all in place. The time is now. And that's why you're seeing this crazy, vile, violent assault against children in particular and humanity at large.
You know, what's interesting is now that Starlink, the Elon Musk satellite system, is up and working, I've given much thought lately. In Ukraine, he was able to take all the satellites from Starlink. He was able to broadcast, I guess you could say, direct broadcasts the internet straight to the Ukrainians so they didn't lose anything. During that time, SpaceX was also able to thwart an electromagnetic warfare that was happening between Russia and Ukraine. If we have the ability, Jamie, to take our satellites and completely, I guess you could say, how would you put this?
They call it geofencing.
It's not just geofencing. It's the ability to completely broadcast internet or you know, the transference of that energy to one country. What can they do when they take it away from you, though? You know, if they have the ability to put it right on you, they can easily direct them away, take it away from you, effectively cutting off parts of the country who has communications. These things all have something to do with one another, right? Everything that's happening right now, and the reason why we're kind of sporadic with talking about it, is because there is a large event that's happening, and there's many different tools and methodologies. There's many different tips that are out there and plans that are happening. We're trying to talk about all of them at once, more or less, but they all have the same thing, and I believe you're on what the same thing is, and it's the next evolutionary goal of humans. You know, the next evolutionary goal, and I don't believe in evolution, the next evolutionary goal is for us to be taken to this new level of society. War will bring it, famine will bring it, the death and pestilence will bring it, but then we have to fundamentally change people, like Obama said. We have to fundamentally change people. You cannot have a phoenix rising out of the ashes, America, if we have not cut the power, taken down communications, taken away the food, strained the water. If we have at least two of these things as a civilization, we can survive the food and water. The next part is communication. We're always going to talk. We used to use runners back and forth, and then we would use radios, right? Now, I mean, because your phone, I can talk to somebody all the way around the world. Just wait to where they can completely control all forms of communication. Because at that same point in time, because of something like Starlink, this is where I'm getting at. Elon Musk said everyone in the world will have access to the internet. The day that everyone in the world has access to one of these smartphones and the internet, you'll be able to see a projection of somebody.
Yep.
It's all aligning, man.
It is. It's all aligning. Yeah. And it's They actually have coined it self-directed evolution. So again, this gets into the transhumanists. And if you're not familiar with transhumanism, listeners, I just would beseech you to really dig into it, because it is central. It is the underpinning centrality of every single move that's being made globally right now is transhumanism. And here's something to understand about the secret societies and the mystery schools. They actually believe, this is insane, they believe that they are altruistic in what they're doing. They believe that in reducing the world's population by billions of people, it's because that's their divine right as descendants of the gods for the betterment and the salvation of the planet to do that for you. They believe that it is their duty through altruism. They believe that they are Lucifer. They are light bearers, right? Everybody understand that Lucifer means light bearer. Everybody understand that was in the microdot tattoos for the vaccination is Luciferase. Everybody like this is they and it was patent 666, right? Like patent 666 has a Lucifer. Like you see their encoding and everything that they do. They actually believe that it is their divine right and duty for the betterment of humanity unto self-directed evolution to cull the herd, to reveal the technologies and the access that they have, and like the self-healing stuff, all the stuff like you see in the movie Elysium with Matt Damon or whatever, and all the off-earth stuff that they're doing, that they call the herd and then they usher you in. Now you're ready. Now your consciousness is ready to move to the next level of the evolutionary process of humanity. And this is where it comes into the great deception. They say that the gods of old, this gets into ET. I know you've been doing shows on ET and Disclosure. It's all related. They say the gods of old, who are extraterrestrial, right? Beyond terrestrial, beyond Earth, are returning soon to usher humanity through this process of self-directed evolution, because they've already achieved it. And they're coming to bring peace and security. Anybody know what the Antichrist comes saying? Peace and security. He performs lying signs and wonders, even calling down fire from the heavens. He is immortal. He receives a mortal wound from which he's miraculously healed. He has a death and resurrection. He worships gods he knows not. The whole world marvels after him. And every major religion in the world throws off their religion in an instant as soon as this guy reveals himself.
So here's the thing that I've been covering so far is the new UFO religion. There is a UFO religion in the United States that is coming. It's already prevalent, but you know who is actually espousing it the most? Scientists. The same people who probably 15, 20 years ago, you said UFO, they'd laugh at you and say, you're crazy. I'm a scientist. There's no UFOs. Trust me and my doctoral background. Now these same people are coming out and they're saying that they have a belief structure based off of this presence of a intellectual intelligence that is not of this earth. They won't say where it's from, though. It's just not of this earth, right?
Yeah, it's just extraterrestrial.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the other part about that is you will have people who are lacking in faith, wavering in faith, and people who are trying to find a faith, and they will be given this faith into this new UFO, whatever you call it, religion. There's a man out there who is I want to say he's not a proponent of it. I want to be careful when I say this, but I believe he may be, I think he may be leading people into something that he doesn't himself fully understand. There's a ufologist out there named Dr. Stephen Greer. He has great information about the deep state and cover-ups of the government. It's all legitimate stuff. But the way he goes about ufology and the way he talks about the extraterrestrial question is that he says we need to have a welcoming committee of, I guess you could say, senior people that are, you know, very seasoned in politics that can speak on behalf of the planet to the extraterrestrials. And they would be this peace and welcoming committee. All right. And he says all the time, this, it makes sense when you start to piece these things together, that the countries, especially the United States, will always view the aliens as a threat. And he is telling people they're not a threat. We're actually the threat.
Ergo, that's interesting.
Ergo, there's the religious connection now, right?
Yep. So not only is he saying that, but the United Nations actually has an entire department dedicated to planetary house welcoming committee.
Same with the Vatican.
And I was going to say, and so not only are the scientists saying that, not only are the global leaders, this is what everything's centered on in the United Nations, which, by the way, the publishing company for the United Nations was based off of Alice Bailey, who is the leading occultist of our generation. And it was called the Lucifer Trust. So listen, you have to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. So you have the scientific community, you have the pop culture, you have Hollywood, you have our government, our military industrial complex all saying it. And then the key component, the number one component, is the Vatican, who represents 2 billion Christians. I hate using that word with associating that with the Vatican, but that's how they have dubbed themselves. He has sway over 2 billion Christians, the largest religious sect in the world. And they are saying that it is their responsibility as the Vatican to welcome our space brothers, because the time has come for them to be revealed to all of humanity. I didn't say that. That's what the Vatican seminary, heads of the Vatican seminary, have said. They have said that we will be required to be baptized by them because they will have a higher intellectual understanding of morality than us. We are the weaker vessel. We are the lesser ones. And they are coming to bring us into a new revelation of enlightenment. Light bearer, Lucifer. They literally say it with their own words. So you have every single major sect and every major religion, including Christians, by the way, looking to the skies, awaiting a savior. You notice that? Every major religion right now, it is a culmination. The Jews are waiting for their Messiah. The Christians are waiting for the return of the second coming of Jesus Christ, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I'm going to have to cut this short. Me and Jamie's conversation went on a little bit over the time limit. But if you want to catch the full conversation that we had, go to the Rumble account. You'll be able to view this on there. This will not be posted on YouTube. We said too many things that would get me banned and striked and all that other types of crazy stuff. So if you want to find this on Rumble, it's just the American Vindicta Show. Please, I implore you to like, subscribe, and comment on this video. Let us know your thoughts. If you have questions, ask them there. If you guys feel like you need a series of questions answered, or the best answer that we can give to you, leave them there in the comment section. You can also send them to the AmericanVindictaShow.com. Go to the emailing section that's on there and email me directly from the website. It's how I keep track of everything. And, it's a crazy world. Things are getting really bad right now. I feel like I say this every day, but we see with the protests and soon to be the riots, they're coming back. People are going to start losing their mind for any excuse that's out there. Be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep 360 degrees of situational awareness everywhere you go. And be careful out there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening.
all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.